Jobs.
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 I need a job. I'm out of work.
Jobs.
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 This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. On this economic milestone day, unemployment drops to 8.1%. But it's not an unambiguously positive report. We've been covering that today. What are you feeling? Do you feel like we as a nation, economically speaking, are in this together? Or do you feel like you're on your own? A listener in Amarada, Florida says, I don't want a free ride. I just want to be able to ride the bus. What's your story? Are you feeling like we're together or alone? Call us at 877-8MYTAKE or post at facebook.com/thetakeaway. You want to escape the dismal economy? Well, go to the movies, right?
Not so much.
Actually, you can't even escape there. Rafer Guzman and Kristen Meinzer are here. They, of course, are our Movie Date podcast team. In addition to hosting the podcast, Rafer is film critic for Newsday. Kristen is culture producer for The Takeaway. Why can't you escape the economy even in the movies this summer, based on the latest numbers, Kristen?
Well, for the in the last 20 years, ticket numbers have never been this low. The lowest number of tickets sold in 20 years.
And what does that translate in dollar terms, Rafer? 10 million? 5 million? I think it's like 100 million, right?
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not sure what the actual dollar numbers are.
Is there something structural going on here? Are people changing their movie habits? Or is it something about the movies that were offered this year, Rafer?
I personally feel that there is a sense of superhero fatigue setting in, which the studios are basically banking all their money on these superhero movies because they've done so well in the past, but it's been diminishing returns. And I think the fanboys are always going to like these movies. I'm not so sure that your average moviegoer is still with these movies. Dark Knight Rises has not done as well as the previous Dark Knight. The new Spider-Man did not do as well as the last Spider-Man trilogy movies did. And, you know, The Avengers was a great bright spot in the summer. But I just feel like there's a little bit of ennui setting in for people in this genre.
What's your theory, Kristen?
No, I totally have to disagree with that. People love superheroes. They're going to watch superheroes, but they're going to watch them in lots of different ways now. We have so many alternative viewing formats. We have Hulu. We have Netflix. We have Blu-ray. There are so many different ways to get our entertainment now. That's like bemoaning why aren't more people watching the nightly news. There are so many other options now.
So different channels cutting into the revenue stream in terms of ticket sales. There's also a development here in New York where if they vote on this sweet drink ban,
yes,
movie revenue is going to go down as well because they're not going to be able to sell the big giant Cokes and Pepsis.
Right. I mean, that's how movie theaters make their money, not off ticket sales, but off of concessions. You know, you've got these, a few pennies worth of soda in a giant, 90-ounce container. You sell it for $7. That's where you make your money.
And if that's a national trend, that's going to be a huge problem for theaters around the United States.
That very well could be. You know, and it might be a little bit like the banks. Remember when the banks were talking about all those different fees they were charging? And I can't remember which CEO said it, but he basically said, listen, if you tell us not to charge this fee, we're going to charge that fee to you somewhere else. And the movie theaters may do the same.
If movies turn into banks, ooh, that's going to be a problem. What are you most looking forward to this fall, Kristen?
Everybody who knows me knows I love Abe Lincoln, so I'm looking forward to that. But for something more frothy, I'm really looking forward to Pitch Perfect, which is an a cappella SmackDown movie starring Anna Kendrick.
And the Lincoln movie is Daniel Day-Lewis, right?
Daniel Day-Lewis, who looks like the spitting image of Abe Lincoln.
Rafer, what are you looking for?
I am looking forward to On the Road, the literary adaptation of the Jack Kerouac novel, finally hitting the screen. Sam Riley plays the Jack Kerouac character. Garrett Hedlund plays Dean Moriarty. And Kristen Stewart is going to play Dean's girl, Mary Lou. We'll see if she can handle it.
And Ben Affleck's got something coming out. Do you think he'll get more attention than The Town got?
This movie actually is also one of my favorites that I'm looking forward to, Argo. He stars in it. He directs it. It's based on a true story about a CIA guy who is trying to get six guys out of Iran and disguises them as a film crew.
Rafer Guzman, Kristen Meinzer, have fun at the movies.
Thanks.
You're listening to The Takeaway.
Thanks, John.